We went and tried a case in Jacksonville. The Jacksonville Port Authority, and if you're familiar with Jacksonville, the river runs right through the middle of it, and it is a major part of the commercial center of Jacksonville. My client owned a 100-acre piece of property on the river with phenomenal access.
Wow.
And it's all industrial. You know, if you've ever seen pictures of the Jacksonville Jaguar Stadium, it's right on the river.
Yeah, for the shipping and all that. Yeah.
Exactly. Right. They've got container terminals, cruise ship terminals. It's all industrial. And my guy was going to build a coal terminal on the 100 acres, and he was going to bring in the big boats full of coal, unload, store, and there was rail on the property, and the trains would come in, take the coal, take them out. It was awesome.
Perfect, yeah.
Well, so thought the Port Authority, because they decided that they ought to do the same exact thing. So what they did was they decided to take the 100 acres through the process of eminent domain. They condemned it, and we found in discovery, the process by which you exchange documents in a piece of litigation, a memorandum of understanding, an MOU, that the Port Authority had with our competing coal company, Drummond Coal.
Wow.
So the deal was the Port Authority was going to steal it from my guy and then lease it to our competitor. I'm not making this up.
And they said they condemned it.
And they
How do you base it condemned and then you're going to use it?
Yeah.
Well, don't misunderstand the word condemned. The condemned is not when you put boards on the door. That's a different kind of condemning.
Right, but I the perception is it's like there's something foul about that
property. No. Condemnation in this context is just taking a piece of property. When you've got a health code condemnation,
that's when
the property is no good or flooded or full of mold and you knock it down. This is just taking a piece of property, and in this case, it was taking it from one coal company and leasing it to another coal company. We fought that case for 2 weeks in Jacksonville. We had a retiring judge who decided that the local guys ought to prevail, and the guy that owned the dirt, my client, wouldn't. So we lost, believe it or not. I know I've lost a case. All those out there, if you ain't losing, you ain't trying enough of them. But we did lose. And ultimately, justice was served because the rest of that case is how much did the Port Authority have to pay for the dirt?
Yeah.
And that went to a jury, and the jury didn't like it, and they said, you've got to pay $75 million for that piece of dirt. And the Port Authority said, we don't want it that badly. And so ultimately, they didn't take the
so
dirt.
It did work out.
It did work out, and the Port Authority had to pay my client's attorney's fees.